In this shorter table, you see all the amino acids that have a helix preference parameter larger than 1.1. Forget about alanine, because I don't understand that one. And what does the rest have in common? Well, if you go back to the previous or previous seminar, you will see that all of these have, next to the C alpha, a C beta, a C gamma, and a C delta. And only in methionine, there is one S in there. So all these residues start with hydrophobic atoms coming out of the C alpha, and sometimes at the end there is some charge. Now, if in one of the next lessons you take a look at the structure of a helix, you will see that these hydrophobic beta, gamma, delta atoms pack on the backbone and the side chain of residues that sit before it in the helix. So there is hydrophobic packing along the axis of the helix just outside the backbone. And that can be done well by glutamic acid, glutamine, leucine, lysine, methionine, and phenylalanine. Why alanine is also good, I must say, I don't really understand. The best ones of these are AMELK, or as a little memory helper, AMELK.